Now, your letters, first about our conversation with Kenji Yoshino about gay rights. The Reverend Tobias Holler wrote, "I was very moved by his search for analogies concerning gay rights, when gay and lesbian persons can assimilate or cover their identity, and so appear to enjoy rights quietly denied to those more visibly identifiable by color or sex. But it seems to me that the most obvious analogy is right under our noses. The U.S. Constitution guarantees not simply freedom of religion, but freedom of expression of religion. The practice of religious belief is significant to most religions, whether in ritual acts or acts of charity. A society that allowed freedom of religion but did not allow one to worship or serve would hardly be judged to have freedom of religion in any real sense. In the same way, telling people it is all right to be gay or lesbian, but not to practice part of what it means to be gay or lesbian, and as Yoshino pointed out, sexual activity is a significant aspect of sexual orientation, denies the basic civil right of freedom of association." A different point of view came from Gillis Harp of Grove City, Pennsylvania. "There are women and men of principle who, for substantive reasons, not just blind prejudice, have serious problems arguing that the Constitution protects what for centuries was considered aberrant behavior under Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. I'm sure many of your listeners would welcome hearing responsible spokespersons for the other side." Regarding our commentaries from Ellis Coase and Diane Roberts on the spread of American culture abroad, Urban Emanuel of Seattle wrote, "Your two commentators seem pleased that American culture and habits have spread and influenced life in Europe and elsewhere. If Roberts had read the book, The Ugly American, she would certainly realize that the ugly American was a hero and certainly not an obnoxious person. While American culture has influenced the lifestyles of many countries, it is too bad that influence has not been a two-way process. For instance, it is to our great misfortune that the values of the Western European democracies have not been adopted by us, such as universal health care, shorter work weeks, longer vacations, parental leaves, higher salaries for some workers, and free university education for those who qualify. Yet the Europeans enjoy a standard of living similar to ours. Whatever they have done, it has resulted in lower infant mortalities and longer life expectancies than ours. We are left with the implication that rock music, entertainment, and fast foods are more important than health and social concern for people." You can send your letters to Weekend Edition Sunday, NPR, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. Our comment line number is area code 202-371-1775.